Rishadala, the Mishnah continues to discuss a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol. As we have seen, and it's an explicit pasuk in the Torah, a Kohen Gadol is forbidden to marry a widow. A regular Kohen is allowed to. He's only not allowed to marry a divorcee. However, Kohen Gadol is not only not allowed to marry a divorcee, but he is also forbidden to marry a widow. Kohen Gadol is almana. A Kohen Gadol may not marry a widow. Ben almana min ha'erusin. Whether she is a widow from having been engaged to somebody else, meaning she was half married to them, she had received kiddushin from somebody, and then he died. So she'd never had relations before. Nevertheless, she's still considered to be a widow. The Torah writes two things. Firstly, that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a woman who has never had relations before. And the Torah also says that he is not allowed to marry a widow. So even if she is a widow from just Kiddushin, the Kohen Gadol is forbidden to marry her, bin amom and anasuin. And of course, if it's a widow from having been fully married to somebody else and having had relations, certainly then it would be forbidden. Now, there are two different stages of a woman maturing. At the age of bas mitzvah, 12 years old, a woman becomes a nara. That's considered to be sort of the beginning of the maturing time. And so halachically, she is considered to be an adult. However, there are certain rights which the father still has over her, and she's not considered fully matured. 6 months later, when she is 12 and a half years old, she is then known as a begeres. And a begeres is a fully matured woman who is considered her in her own domain. The father has no rights over her anymore, and she is then fully matured. Now, once she becomes a begeres, as a result of her maturing, certain features which a woman who has never had relations before, that's known as a basula is a woman who has never had relations, and there are certain features which a basula has, which upon having relations with a man, she loses those features. Now, when a woman becomes a begeres and she matures fully, the features of a basula are reduced. And because of that, according to the Tanakhama, v'lo yisos ha-begeres, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a begeres. He has to marry a woman who is under the age of 12 and a half years old, since she is not considered to be a total basula, according to the Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin ha-begeres, Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Shimon say that he can marry a begeres, since at the end of the day, she is still considered to be a basula, since she has never had relations. Continues the Mishnah, according to everybody, lo yisos mukas eitz, a Kohen Gadol is forbidden to marry a mukas eitz, which is a woman who has never had relations before. However, all of the features which a basula has have been removed from her due to an injury. She had a severe injury, and therefore she no longer has the features of a basula. And because of that, a Kohen Gadol is forbidden to marry her. Alright, continues the Mishnah with an interesting law. Eiris is almana, if a regular Kohen does kiddushin on a widow. And as we stated earlier, a regular Kohen is allowed to marry a widow. He's only forbidden to marry a divorcee. So he did kiddushin, the first stage of the marriage, with a widow. And then v'nisman alei is Kohen Gadol. He was then appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. And a Kohen Gadol is forbidden to marry an almana. Says the Mishnah, since he began the marriage before he was a Kohen Gadol, yichnois, he is allowed to complete the marriage, bring her into his house, and they can be married. We see from here that the prohibition of a Kohen Gadol marrying a widow is a prohibition more related to the act of marriage than the state of being married. Because we see that if he started the act of marriage already, then he's allowed to complete it, and there is no problem with them continuing to be married. And indeed, says the Mishnah, Maisa, there was a story which once happened by Yeshua ben Gamla, with Yeshua ben Gamla, who was a big tzaddik, shekidesh es Morsa bas Baisos, that did kiddushin on Morsa bas Baisos, and she was a widow. And after he did kiddushin, before he did nisuin, before he completed the marriage, Rabbeinu HaMelech is Kohen Gadol. The king appointed him to be the Kohen Gadol. And indeed, Uchanasa, he completed the marriage, so we see a support for the law of the Mishnah. It's interesting that the Mishnah says that the king appointed him to be Kohen Gadol. There was a corrupt system in which the king was bribed to appoint him as the Kohen Gadol. Although he was a great, very great man, perhaps he wasn't worthy to be the Kohen Gadol, and only as a result of a bribe did he become the Kohen Gadol. But nevertheless, it's still a good support for the law of the Mishnah because he was still a great man. And if it was forbidden to marry her, then he wouldn't have done so. Continues the Mishnah, Shemeres Yovam Shnotel Vrei Kohen Hedyot. If a Shemeres Yovam falls in front of a Kohen Hedyot, his brother dies, and then Minisman is Kohen Gadol. He then is appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. Afavish Ozaba Maimar, even if he has done Mamar with her already, Mamar is only a Jabonon, on a Midoraisa level, he hasn't done anything yet. And therefore, Harry said, Lo yichnois, he's not allowed to marry her, because every Shomer Tzavim is by definition a widow as well. And here he has not done a act of Kiddushin yet. The Yibum will be his first act of marriage. It's going to do everything, but it's the first thing which he does. And therefore, as long as he hasn't yet done any act of marriage, he is forbidden to marry the Shomer Tzavim. And therefore, he will have to do Chalitza instead. And indeed, says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Shomeis Ochiv, a Kohen Gadol whose brother dies, Choyitz V'lo Miyabim, he needs to do Chalitza, not Yibum, as we learnt earlier in the second parak of the Masechta. It is forbidden mid'oraisa to marry for a kohen gadol to marry a widow. Since there is no severe punishment involved, we have the rule of asei deichaleisa aseh, that the positive mitzvah of yibum overrides the negative mitzvah of not marrying a widow. So mid'oraisa, he can do yibum, and then divorce her immediately after doing so, because there will no longer be a mitzvah of yibum to override the avera of marrying a widow. However, midrabbanon, it is forbidden to do yibum, and so he needs to do chalitza.